Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter And you all know how we do this broadcast and how we start it off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting you got your praise on. You was getting in your set place. You gathered your prayer list. You made your phone calls. And you tell them to come on and hear this awesome word. I tell you, nothing beats prayer. Nothing beats prayer. We give all praise, honor, and glory to God, and we don't take it away from him. So you know what? Let us begin to get in our set place today. Set place right now. Draw your minds in. Forget all what just happened a few minutes ago. And just draw your mind in. Rest it on God. And let us go before the throne of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Thanking you, O God, for this day, O God, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord Father. Father, you are King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists is raised before you, hands laying upon prayer lists this day, Lord. Father God, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father, and your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for every prayer request that you have heard. And, Father, we thank you for every praise report, Lord, Father, that you have answered, Lord. Oh, Father, we take you not for granted. We take nothing and no one for granted this day, O Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do. Father, we continue to lean upon you, Lord, Father, for we can't, Lord, Father, lean or depend on our own strength this day, Lord, Father. So we thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. We thank you, O God, that we can call upon you and you're just a breath away, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that when we come boldly before you, Lord, Father, that you're hearing, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for using us to be a light in someone's darkness this day, O Lord. Father, we don't thank you enough. We don't praise you enough. We don't lift your name on high, Lord, Father. Father, forgive us where we fall short this day, O Lord. But Father, I also hold before you the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the watchmen, Lord, Father. Father, the leaders, those that stand in the gap, Lord, Father, and others' behalf, Lord, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I thank you. I glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for you refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for seeing the blood covering their going out and their coming in, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for supplying all their needs this day, O God. Father, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for being long-suffering this day, Lord Father. So, Father, as you look, Lord Father God, and all those that are touching and agreeing with us this day, Lord Father, as we pray one for another, Lord Father, bless them, Lord Father, for you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we continue to hold the bereaved family, Lord Father, before you, O God. Father, as we hold the widowed family, Lord Father, before you, O God. Father, as they prepare, Lord Father, to lay Deacon Michael to rest, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord, for your supernatural strength, Lord Father, resting on them, Lord. Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father, so we thank you for sending your comforter this day, O Lord. Father, strengthen his children, Lord Father. Father God, strengthen, Lord Father, Bishop this day, Lord Father, for he find it not robbery, Lord Father, to be on this broadcast today, O God, to bring forth the word still, Lord. Father, strengthen him and give him peace and comfort, Lord Father, and joy, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for making ways out of no ways for him this day, O Lord. And Father, we're holding, Lord Father, all those, Lord Father, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior this day, Lord. Let that day, Lord Father, be the day, Father, that they gave their life, Lord Father, truly give their life to you this day. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for your blood covering this day, O Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor Bolin, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And Father, we speak, Lord Father God, to his body right now, as we say, body line up with the word of God. Father, we thank you for regulating blood, Lord Father. We thank you for regulating everything within his body this day, Lord Father, as he continue, Lord Father, to get his strength from you, Lord, as he continue to get stronger, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day, O Lord. Continue, O God. Continue, O God, to touch his wife, Etra Bolin, this day, O Lord. Father, give her the strength, O God, as she continue to war and intercede on her husband's behalf, O Lord. Father, as she stand, Lord Father, in the gap, Lord Father, taking care of him this day, Lord Father, your supernatural strength resting, ruling, and abiding, Lord Father God, in her, Lord. See the blood covering, O God, that household this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And I say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. I thank you, O God, for your healing, Lord Father. Father, your healing virtue flowing through and through him right now as we speak to his body, and we say, body, line up with the word of God. For Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for healing, Lord Father. We're thanking you for supernatural strength, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for taking him, Lord Father, in the deepest depths of you this day, Lord Father. Father, as you continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, O Lord. Father, we just praise you this day, O Lord, thanking you for all that you have done, doing, and about to do, Lord Father God, in his life this day, O Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you. We hold before you, Shirley, right now, Lord Father. As we cover her under the blood this day, O Lord, let her continue to draw, Lord Father God, her strength and her mind right now, Lord Father God, in you this day, Lord Father. Father, as she prepared to go and dialysis, Lord Father God, we thank you, Lord Father, for taking her through, Lord Father, for you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, and we thank you right now, Lord Father, as I hold Shirley, Lord Father, as I hold Gladys, Lord Father, as I hold Denise this day, Lord Father. Father, as I hold Pastor Williams before you this day, oh God, Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for keeping them. I thank you, Lord Father, for never leaving them nor forsaking them this day, Lord Father. Father, show up and show out in their lives this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Ruthie right now, Lord Father, as we continue to thank you, praise you, and glorify you, oh God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord Father. We continue to speak healing, oh God, to her stomach area this day, Lord Father. Father, we're standing in the gap, Lord Father, for others this day, oh God. And Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thank you for their healing, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that are accepting you this day, Father, this hour, this minute, this second, Lord Father, as you as their personal Lord and Savior this day, Lord Father, turning, Lord Father God, away from their sins, Lord Father, and allowing you, Lord Father, to clean them up, Lord Father, and wash their sins away, Lord, taking off the old man and putting on that new man, Lord Father. We touching and agreeing this day, Lord Father God, with them, Lord. And Father, as they do so, Father, we continue to pray, Lord Father, that they find that church, Lord Father. Father, that teach about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this day, O God. Father, that they are strengthened, Lord Father. Father, that they gather around those, Lord Father, that are like-minded this day. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord. I thank you how it touched many nations, Lord Father, how it touched the islands, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, Lord, we may not be able to go over there, Lord Father, but this broadcast, Lord Father, you are taking it, Lord Father, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. There's no place, Lord Father, is not touched this day, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for those, Lord Father, that continually, Lord Father, encourage others, Lord Father, as they hear the word, Lord Father, and they open their mouth, Lord Father. We thank you for using them this day, Lord Father, speaking through them this day, O Lord. Father, we praise you, we magnify, we glorify you, Lord. And Father, we cover the word this day that is about to come forth, Lord Father. We cover that word under the blood this day, Lord Father, as we hold the speaker of the hour, Bishop Porter, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And we say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father, we thank you for seeing the hedge of protection, O God, round about him this day, Lord Father. We thank you for the blood covering, Lord Father God, the word, Lord Father, as we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for showing up and showing out. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that they do not leave off this broadcast the same way they come on, Lord Father. Father God, that they may have joy, they may have peace, Lord Father, that they gave their life to you, Lord Father, knowing that every time, Lord Father, they hear the word of God is always a right now word, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the word that has been coming forth, a preparation, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the word of healing, Lord Father, joy and laughter, Lord Father. We just say thank you, Lord. We glorify and we magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I am trusting you, God, praise on, your prayer on, from the time this broadcast starts. Take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take the very faith for granted. Because God woke you up this morning. He gave you another chance to get it right, for you to get your house in order. Because no man knows the day, the time, the hour, the second, when he is going to call our name. Will you be ready when he calls your name? Stay prayerful today. Pray one for another today. Pray with a forgiven heart and mind this day. God is good. God is gracious. God is long-suffering. We do not know when our long-suffering is up. And when I say our, you put your name right in there. When your long suffering is up, be ready. Stay ready. Teach others to be ready. Don't be selfish. They can't say they didn't hear the word. They can't say no one never told them about Jesus and what you have to do. You can't say we're in a world of technology. You hear it over the airwaves, on the radios, on the computer, on your phone, on the television, as you walk about and around. I know you hear. So nobody can say they never heard about the name of Jesus. They don't know about our Creator. They can't say that. And remember, the liar will not tarry in his sight. So God have to ask you that question when you're standing in front of him. Don't lie. Because he knows all. He sees all. He hears all. Nothing is hidden from him. Amen. Nothing is hidden from him. I just thank God for each and every one of you, those that continually support the broadcast, those of you that find it not robbery to share the word. God is good to us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. But before I turn it over to Bishop Porter, I will give you the word for today and give you an announcement, and I will turn it over to Bishop Porter. So prepare your heart and your mind to receive the word as it comes forth, and poll. Poll today on that word, that God continue to use him as he bring forth the word. Amen. Not his will, but God's will be done as the word come forth. The word for today: you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Amen. The announcement I am making today is for Deacon Michael. His funeral arrangement tomorrow will be the viewing at Haynes Brothers Funeral Home in Houston, and that address is 28 West Woodward Avenue, Eustis, Florida. And the viewing is from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. That will be the only day that you will be able to view Deacon Michael for the last, followed by the service on Saturday at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church at 10 a.m. And that address is 31720 County Road 427, Sorrento, Florida. Amen. So you can pay your respects on tomorrow at the viewing from 4 to 6 p.m. at Haynes Brothers Funeral Home. And you would like to attend the service, again, that's on Saturday at 10 p.m. at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Sorrento. And that address, again, is 31720 County Road 427, Sorrento, Florida. So you have any gifts, you want to help out the family and things, go ahead. Show your love, show your support. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for, you know, for the day. Because we don't ever like to see our loved ones, you know, stretched out in a casket. But that's where we all have to go. To go so. So I say take nothing and no one for granted. Don't take no day for granted. Get it right. God gives you another chance. He woke you up this morning. Make use of the day. Ask him to use you today. Get it right today. Get it right. And we continue to ask you all to keep the Whitted family in prayer, keep Bishop Porter in prayer. And I will now decrease as Bishop Porter increased this day. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen for another opportunity, another time to bring forth the word of God. Bring my gifts. As Minister Diana has already announced, man, about Deacon Mike, about the viewing and also about the funeral. My heart is heavy because me and Deacon Mike was very, very close. And I don't like to talk about it too much because my mind goes on. I lost his mother, Apostle Tuba Porter, last year. He lost his brother a few years ago, and now him. And my heart is heavy. But I thank God for giving me strength. And I'm here to lift up the name of Jesus. This is what it's all about. And this is what Minister Diane is telling us. You know, it's time now to make up your mind and get your heart fixed to serve the Lord, because we never know where death is at. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because this is a reality. There's not no movie. There's not no show. Man, this is our lives, praise God. And we're going to have the answer. It's one thing for sure. You know, this is yours be bone. We got to leave out of here. We know how we come into the world, but we don't know how we're going to leave. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Man, it's time now, man, to make up your mind. Man, it takes a well-made up mind, and your heart have to be fixed. And all you have to do is repent for all your sins and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 say, confess with thy mouth and believe in your heart that God have raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. You'll be in the family of God. Praise the Lord. You may not be saying, I'm not ready. I ain't had enough fun yet. Amen. But time is not on your side. Time is winding up for each and every one of us. Why you say that, Bishop? Oh, I'm glad you asked. The Bible said that we are living in the last days. And the last days mean from now on. It's not going to get any better. Man, if you're looking for it to get any better in our society of this world, it's not. Okay. But thank God we have a promise. So that's what we dwell on. Not the trouble and situation, condition that you're in, but dwell on God's promises. There's too many promises in the Word of God for us to always be looking down. You can't find that nowhere in the Bible. He said, twiddle your fingers and looking down. But I can show you where he said, look to the hill from which cometh all our what? All our help, which made the heavens and made the earth. Praise the Lord. And he also said that every knee, that's include your knee, that's include my knee, that's include the government knee, men's and women's, from the east, west, north, and the south. Every knee gonna bow. Every tongue gonna confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, I'm glad that I'm not tangled up and I'm not tied up and mixed up in religion. But I know who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is coming back. And when we tell people that Jesus is coming back, it's not so much coming back for the world. He came back for Deacon Mike. Come on here. Help me out. Am I right? And he's going to come back for you and I. Man, praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. But it's a blessing to die in the Lord. Man, and there's one thing that I know. Deacon Mike, he knows Jesus Christ. He came out from among them, separated himself, praise the Lord. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Man, and that was all that we talked about. When we weren't talking about sports, we were talking about the Word of God. Man, he loved it, the Lord Jesus Christ. He even was on Block Talk. Had his own show one time here on Blog Talk. I was there with him. So it's one thing I know. Amen. Him and his brother and his mom, they're having a good time now. No more sickness. No more had to worry about bills. No more talked about. No more lied on. But every day now is Sunday. Sabbath will have no end. Got a glorified body. Had to worry about taking no more pills. Come on here. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. Amen. I just thank God for that. I just had to get that out. Amen. And I want to just thank Minister Diane again. Praise God for prayer. Because truly she is a prayer warrior. One thing I would say, amen, about Minister Diane. If you call her, man, she ain't going to listen to your problems. She's going to say, let's pray. Amen. And that's what I like about her. She ain't going to put it off. She's going to pray then. If you call her, man, she will pray for you. Why? Because prayer changes things. Prayer changes conditions. Prayer changes people. Man, that's why Jesus said, man shall always pray and not what? Faint. That faint means don't quit. Don't stop. Don't give up. A quitter never wins, but a winner will never quit. And that's what I'm going to talk about, amen, this morning, about how this woman that was a Canaanite woman, she wasn't a quitter. If she would have been a quitter, she wouldn't have got what the Lord had for her. And she didn't come for herself. She came for her daughter, because her daughter was full of the devil. Man, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 15. the book of St. Matthew, chapter 15. And we're going to begin reading at verse 21. And the text that I would like to leave with you today, your breakthrough is at the door. Your breakthrough is at the door. Verse 21 reads as thus. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sodom. 22 say, and behold, mean look, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, then have mercy on me, O Lord, thy son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Her daughter was full of the devil. Probably wasn't doing good in school and talking back at the teacher and doing all type of stuff that she didn't have no business to do, and disobedient, disrespectful, rebellious at home. She was vexed, the Bible say, with the devil. Mom couldn't do nothing with her, wouldn't obey the mom. Do you have a child like that? Am I talking to you today? No? But let's see what the woman done. Verse 23. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. Now she came for help. And Jesus, now there was a one-on-one, face-to-face with our Lord and Savior. How many times have we said we want a FaceTime call with our phones? We want to see and hear who we're talking to with a FaceTime call. Don't we do that? So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit, but she was one-on-one. She wasn't praying. She went to the Lord. And she cried out for help. But verse 23 said, but he answered her not a word. And make matters worse, here the disciples came and say, besought him, talking to Jesus, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. Ain't it strange when your blessing is at the door, your breakthrough is at the door? All type of hindrance, all type of problems, all type of discouragement come at you to try to change your mind, try to turn you around. And the Bible says Jesus ignored her. Oh, come on. How many times have we prayed and called on the name of the Lord and we get nothing? Come on, am I talking to you? Have that ever happened to you? And like the more we pray, like the further the Lord get, we feel nothing, we hear nothing, huh? We get ready to throw up our hands. But what did I say about a quitter? A quitter do what? Never win. Now, I don't think she said nothing to the disciples, huh? Ain't that just like church folk? They sent her away. Huh? She cries after us. I don't think she said nothing to nobody but Jesus. And she went to the right person because Jesus is God Almighty. And if you want something, amen, we need to go to the Lord because we just said, amen, and Minister Diane said all the time, you know what time it is. We open this program up with what? Prayer. Oh, come on here. But verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, the gospel was for the Jews first. But here's a Gentile, a Canaanite woman coming, asking the Lord for help, not for herself, but for her daughter, huh? And I know, man, you praying for that wayward child, being hard-headed and stiff-necked and rebellious and let the more you pray, like the worse they get, won't come home at night. You don't know where he is. They won't even call and let you know what they are doing or where they at. Your mind, man, you can't sleep because, man, they out there. Don't know whether you're going to get a phone call knowing that they's out there that got killed or whatever. And we know that the devil in St. John 10:10, the thief come to kill, steal, and what? And to destroy. But the Bible said, Jesus said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She didn't quit, did she? She didn't quit. Are you a quitter? If you don't get what you want from the church, do you just walk off and leave the church and don't see you for months at the time and all? Well, I went to the church and I went to the altar and they prayed and nothing happened. Then nothing happened to this woman. Did no turnaround come for this woman. And she was face to face with Jesus. Even the church folk, the disciples, they sent her away. But I stopped by to tell you today, your breakthrough is at the door. Oh, when all type of pressure and oppression come up against you like that, trying to discourage you and turn you around, praise God, your breakthrough is at the door. Oh, but you got to be persistent. You got to constantly, amen. And I'm not going to say hang on in there because it's not in the Bible. Oh, but you got to stand fast. Are you with me? Now, it even got a little worse. The Bible says, then came she and she worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. How do we worship? We worship him because who he is. We worship the Lord because of who he is, not what we do, because of who he is. She began to worship. She been discouraged, but the more she was discouraged and disappointed, she began to do what? Worship. Could you have that type of mind? Come on, be honest with yourself today. Come on. Huh? He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Look what I'm facing. Lost my wife, my two sons, but look what I'm doing today. I got to stand fast. Why? The Lord called me to do what? Preach the gospel. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Huh? The Lord, amen, won't, amen, be first in our lives. Have you made the Lord first in your life? Yes, Bishop, I did it, and nothing happened. Nothing happened for this woman. But she didn't quit. She didn't turn around. And it got even worse. Look at your life. Sometimes that could get worse. You let the churn get worse instead of any better. Verse 26 says, but he answered and said, it is not me to take the churn bread and to cast it to the dogs. Now, come on now. The Lord called her a dog. Somebody called you a dog. You had to beat every other word out the Bible. Come on here now. You call me no dog. It was a Canaanite woman now. It was a black woman. Oh. Now, what do dogs mean in the Bible? You know, women call men dogs, and you know why they call them dogs. That's woman interpretation. But the spiritual interpretation of dogs in the Bible means men, spiritual uncleanness. And at this time, amen, of the gospel back then, the gospel was only given to the Jewish nation. This is what Jesus was saying to her back up in 24. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See? Okay? 27, and she said, truly, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master table. Oh, my God. She's standing strong. She's standing strong. Ye standing, amen. Why? Because she wanted her daughter to be delivered. How bad do you want your children to be delivered? How bad do you want your husband to be delivered? How bad, amen, that you want things to get better for your job? Oh, I stopped to tell you, your breakthrough is at the door. Can you hear it knocking? Huh? Huh? Can you hear? You is doing the knocking. And Jesus, amen, is at the door. Praise the Lord. And if we go to verse 23, the disciples asked Jesus to do what? Get rid of the woman because she was bothering them with her persistent begging. You're not begging the Lord, man, huh? But she's being persistent. That's why Jesus said that man shall always pray. Man in the Bible means mankind. That means you women too. Be persistent. They showed no compassion for her or sensitivity to her needs. Is that you? Ain't it funny when you're going through, people don't have no sensitivity or no compassion? But what you must be doing this. You should have did this. You should have done all type of discouragement and telling you what you done wrong or what you should have did this and how you should have did it and all this. You don't need all that. Come on here. You're already going through, and they come to make it worse. And that's what the disciples were doing, send her away. There she asking for help for her child. It is possible to become so occupied with spiritual matters that we become oblivious to the blind or the needs around us. Are you sensitive enough to see the needs of others around you? When they are in need? Or they call on you for prayer or for help? Like I said about Sister Minister Diane, that's one thing about her. If you call her and you tell her that this is going on, that is going on, one thing I say about it, she's going to pray. Come on, let's pray. Why? Because the Bible says, well, there's two churching and agreeing on anything on this earth. The Lord will do it for you. Oh, I tell you, your breakthrough is at the door. The Lord is moving even as I speak. He's destroying the yokes on your behalf, whatever your situation is. Bishop don't need to know. Don't nobody else need to know. The Lord already know because he's God Almighty. This is why he searched the heart, knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Oh, I praise God. We serve a supernatural God. Oh, my God is awesome. Am I right about it? This may be true, especially if we are prejudiced against needy people. Are you one of those? Huh? Are you prejudiced against needy people? Are you a help? Are you a hindrance? That's what the disciples was. It was hindrance. Sent her away. She bothering us. How's she bothering them? She wasn't even talking to them. See how people get in your business? Well, I don't want to get in your business, and that's the first thing they do, get in your business. When they say that, that's what they're doing. They're getting in your business. Huh? But she was talking one-on-one, an A and B conversation, her and Jesus. See yourself out of it, and that's what we say. But she was right to the right person with our Lord and Savior, but the more she, amen, talked to the Lord, amen, just like the more the Lord seeing, amen, and looking at her faith. Huh? You go through a lot when your faith is being strengthened. God bring you out. He always bring you out to bring you in to something better. She didn't quit. Let's see what she said in verse 27. And she said, truly, Lord, yet the dogs eat up the crumbs which fall from the master table. And she got it when she said that because she wasn't a quitter. All that discouragement, all that disappointment, all that, but he's saying to her, looking down on her, call her a dog. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy what? Faith. See what the Lord looking for? Have you showed the Lord faith in your situation? Or have you quit? Oh, I'm tired. I ain't praying no more. I don't care what happened to him. No. Uh-uh. Then I say a quitter what? Will never win. And a winner will never quit. Be it unto thee, even as thy will, and her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Whole. See, when you don't quit, I may not know how long it takes, and I'm not going to tell you that. Huh? Sure, you've been going through for a long time. Oh, they'll wear you out. Huh? I think we all have it in our families. Those men that is not serving the Lord and doing everything out there they think they are big enough to do. Can't tell them nothing. Huh? In and out of jail. Man, doing all types of stuff that they don't have no business. The world have a lot to offer our children, man, our grands and great-grands in our society to today. Praise God. They call us old school. But I stop by to tell you that old school is the best teacher. What happened to no ma'am and yes ma'am and yes sir? Huh? What happened to men coming home at a decent hour? Man, what happened to them? Have your friend spending the night? Huh? You had to leave at a certain time in my day. Huh? Now they tell the parents to go in the den. I got company. Wait a minute, this is my house. So this is what is going on. Now, if they cause us inconvenience instead of being annoyed, be aware of the opportunity that's around you. When someone is in need, that's a good opportunity, a good time to witness, to let them know that he may not come when you call, but the Lord is always on time. How many know he's never late? Hmm? And I'm glad about it, praise the Lord, that we serve our own sin, own knowing God. He know what you need even before you ask. But he said, do what? Ask. Open up your mouth. It's all right to ask others to pray for, but the Lord want to hear from you. He hear from Minister Diane all the time. Huh? How you know? I know he hear every Wednesday and Thursday. Uh-oh. Hmm? See? And she do more than that. I know she pray when she wake up. She pray before she go to bed. Why? Because she loved the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what it's all about. All during the day. See? Ain't telling what nobody told me. This is what I know. See? When you know a person, you know them. This is what it's all about. Thank God, amen, for somebody that will pray. But the Lord want to hear from you. She went one-on-one with the Lord. And the more she talked with him, the like the worse it got. He even called her a dog. Now, the opportunity that's around you and make an effort to look for ways to minister to others. That's what we should do. Huh? To try to encourage them. Not to be disencouraged. Don't give up. Don't throw up your hands. Huh? have an encouraging word for them. Let them know that the Lord loves you, and he loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus' words did not contradict the truth that God's message is for all people. All right? Psalms 22 and 27. All in of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before him. You see that? See how good God is? All right? Isaiah 56 and 7 says this, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifice shall be accepted upon my altar, and from my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. That's Isaiah 56 and 7. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Matthew 28 and 19. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15, 9 through 12 says this. 9 through 12. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee amongst the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. 10 say, and again, he say, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. 11, and again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and land him, all you people. 12 said, and again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him should the Gentiles trust. Our trust is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How many know that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus? Oh, I'm glad about it. This is why we shouldn't be tangled up and tied up and mixed up. And I say again, he may not come when you call him, but he's on time. You got to be persistent and constantly in prayer. Amen. How much do you fast? Come on, be honest with yourself now. Say, sometimes these signs come by fasting and praying. How often do you fast and turn down your plate and go to the Lord? Do it without some food and water for a while. Praise God. It ain't how long. How many know that prayer ain't how long? It's how strong. It's not the length, but the strength. Lord, have mercy is a prayer. And that's what she said. Lord, have mercy on me. I have a daughter that is vexed with a devil. See? It's short. Lord, have mercy. As long as you say it from the heart. You remember that two men went to the temple? One was a Pharisee, one was a publican. The Pharisees were all this, Lord, I ain't like this publican, and I pay my tithes, and I serve you, and I do this, and I do that. Y'all remember that? But the publican didn't even look towards heaven, but he just locked his jaw down into his breast and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. See? The Lord heard him more than all that. The Lord already know all about us. And it's good, praise God, to keep a repentant heart. See, you got a lot of folk like the disciples talk and then, you know, I don't do that and I won't do this. Holier than thou. Is that you? Always criticizing and mocking and talking about folk. See? Don't want to help nobody, but you always got a criticism. always want to put people down. Huh? Everybody, not everybody, is want to get over on the church. And some people are really hurting, and they need help. When I stop by to tell you, help is on the way. Praise the Lord. Now, after all, when Jesus said these words, he was in a Gentile territory on a mission to the Gentile people. And she heard about the Lord opening up blinded eyes, casting out devils, healing the sick. Praise the Lord. She heard about him. See, she was a Gentile. She was a Canaanite. And she went to the Lord. She went to the right person for help. Don't let nobody, amen, stop you from coming to the church. Praise God. Man, the day you go, it may be your day that you get your deliverance or whatever you're asking for. Oh, your breakthrough is at the door. Help is on the way. He ministered to Gentiles on many other occasions. Also, Jesus was simply telling the woman that Jews were to have the first opportunity to accept him as the Messiah, because God wanted them to present the message of salvation to the rest of the world. If you go to Genesis 12 and 3, you'll find this. And I will bless them that bless thee. See that? And curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all of the earth. And in thee shall all families in the earth be blessed. See that? See? That includes your family. That includes my family. Now, we can't stop death now. Huh? But we got to be ready for it. Come on now. I'm going through it now. Huh? With my grands and my great-grands and my family. Huh? It's my family this time, but it may be your family the next time. Uh-oh. This is why it's good. Those that are in your own household, you need to see, amen. Jesus said there's going to be five in one house, three saved and two unsaved. If that's you, I don't know how many you have in your house. But you can always have one safe and the other one not. If you got two, you're going to have one going to give you some trouble. That's just the way of the world. Huh? Just the way life presents itself. But you still got to tell them. That's why God gives children parents, a father and a mother. And children. See? And if the father's not there, stop making excuses. It wouldn't been for that old sorry man. It wouldn't been for that woman doing this. Stop blaming each other. And it's a domino effect. And it falls back on the children. Then they get wavered. Then the whole house is destroyed. But oh, when you come into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have the power, when you have the Holy Ghost, to cast out, amen, every devil in your home in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stop by to tell you, your breakthrough is at the door today in the name of Jesus. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. He ministered to the Gentiles on many occasions. Am I right? See? Nah, amen. God want them to, the Jews, to present that gospel. Jesus was not rejected, the Gentile woman. He may have wanted to test her faith, and that's what he was doing. If he give you everything you pray for, come on now, you know you get the big head. You probably won't even pray, well, I know you're going to answer me before I start. No. You can't fool him now because you get the big head. Nobody can tell you nothing. See? Some things he let you go through. What is you learning from your trials, your tribulation, your situation? See? What did the woman learn? Huh? She had faith because she wasn't a quitter. See? And I'm not going to say she hung it in there because that's not in the Bible, but she stood fast. She stood fast. Stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ have set you free. Say, Lord, I know that you're going to answer me. Start giving him praise. Start worshiping him. The more he put her down, the more the disciples, they sent her away, man, the Bible says she began to worship. Oh, my God, help me here. She told, Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I know that you are the right now God. I know that you're going to do it for me. Lord, I thank you. Give me patience to wait on you, to wait on the change, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, this, if you call him, he will. What we say, he may not come when you call him, but he's what? He's on time. He's on time today for somebody. Why you say that, Bishop? He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Now, he was testing her faith, or he may have wanted to use the situation as another opportunity to teach that faith is available to all the people. Oh, faith is available today. Huh? Somebody's faith is being increased by just listening, amen, at the word today. Because he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. He's touching somebody's heart. Man, he's increasing your faith. What is faith, Bishop? It's trusting the word of God. That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you see it, why you hope for it? Just believe God for his word. He just said in his word in Genesis 12 and 3 that his will that every family in the earth be blessed. See? When people put their mouth on you, they don't know what they are doing. He said it's better for them to put the millstone round their neck and be cast in the depths of the sea. He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He will fight your battle. He's fighting somebody's battle right now. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. Come on here. You ain't got no guns and knives with this one. You can't shoot the devil. Huh? If you didn't, he'd been dead a long time ago. Come on, all these guns out here. Come on now. How you going to kill a spirit? They're like, God is a spirit. The devil is a spirit. You're going to have trouble out of him. Long as you in a fleshly body and in the world until God dispatched his angels with a change. Chain him up and cast him in the lakes of fire. And your problem will be open. Y'all ought to help me here. See? But right now, your breakthrough is at the door. Huh? Is on the way. It's already here. Today is your day. Huh? Humble is the way that leads to salvation. All praise the Lord. I say again, those was a term that Jews commonly applied to Jews because the Jews considered them pagan people. He still got that going on today. I ain't going to be two hips, white hip and black hip. Ain't no such thing. That ain't even in the Bible. Come on now. Are y'all with me? No more like it than those to receive God's blessing. Jesus was not disgrading the woman by using this term. He was reflecting the Jews' attitude. That's the attitude of people. What did he say about man attitude, man way? He said man way, that way is death. Hmm? And man way is not God's way. He said this is as far as the heavens from the earth is God's way from man's way. Neither his thoughts is man's thoughts. Ain't you glad about that? That's enough to make you shout right there. God don't think like man. Huh? He is God. Huh? My question to you today is how big is your God? If he's big enough to make you love them that don't love you, come on now. Get upset. Don't speak. Don't talk to nobody. Selfish in your own way. God don't have no respect to person. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. I'm glad about it. Praise God. That I'm on the Lord's side. Praise God. And he said again, what I do for one, I do for all. He love you today. Tell what people say about you. Jesus loved you. He called you a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Huh? And all our sins and grief to bear. But all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. See? How you going to get around not praying to God? That's our communication. The woman went one-on-one. She was there face-to-face with him. Huh? And he didn't answer her at first. Then his followers, the Jews, the disciples, they sent her away. She anointed him. She's bothering us. And she didn't say one thing to now one of them. And it was 12 of them. Ain't saying nothing to them. Why are you going to leave the church with what folks say about you? Come on here. See? When the devil know that you so easily to quit and give up, he's going to always talk about you. He's going to always send discouragement, disappointment, turn you around. People miss you from the church, and you come up with excuses when they see you in the store somewhere. Why, you know, I ain't seen you in the church in a while. Well, you know, come time, I just like I heard Minister Diane. Now, a lie you won't tear in God's sight. You start to lie. Why are you telling lies? You're gone because people are talking about you. Come on. You done quit. Done gave up. But the woman, she stood fast. The more discouragement came, she buckled down. She said, true Lord. Even call her a dog. And you know, somebody call you a dog, you might get out the way. It may be a fight. Come on now. Or it's going to be some nasty words coming out of your mouth. Won't see you no more then. But thank God that this woman, she wanted something. And she wanted bad enough to be firm and be persistent. Everything the Lord throwed at her, she said, true Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master table. Oh, help me somebody. Can you do that today? Come on, be honest now. Well, you don't know. I don't need to know. There you go. Still with that if and that doubt. Quit doubting. See, that's why God is not answering. She didn't doubt. Go back and read it again. See, if you want God to move in your life, you got to show him some faith. Are you with me? You've got to show him some faith. The word of God says his eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Your tears don't move God. She didn't go there crying. When the Bible says she cried out, that means she was talking out. She said, Lord, I need help. Help me, Lord. See? My daughter is very vexed with the devil. You know how these children is. Some of them is terrible. See? Don't want to listen to you or nobody else. Don't even listen to the police. Come on now. Thank God this woman, this Canaanite woman, had enough in her. Because she loved her daughter. Even though she was rebellious, disobedient, hard-headed, stiff-necked, couldn't tell her nothing, wouldn't listen to nobody. But she got something before she left there and before she left the Lord. The Bible says, that very hour the Lord said, go thy way, your faith has made you whole. The word of God said her daughter was healed at that very hour. In other words, when she got home, she said, Mama, I apologize to the way I've been acting. You know, I'm going to start doing better. I'm going to make better grades in school. You ain't going to have to come out to the school no more. I'm going to go in and apologize to the teachers and to the principals and stuff. And I'm going to do better. I ain't going to be letting you little fast boys come up in my face no more. A change. See? Mean a changed life. That's what our Lord and Savior did for the Canaanite woman for her daughter. Oh, my God. When she went home, she was washing the dishes, packing them, and cleaning the house. Oh, what done happened here? Done cleaned the room, greeted her mom, sat down, had a good, decent mom and daughter conversation. Huh? I know the mom was scratching her head. Praise God. Oh, when Sunday rolled around, instead of she going by herself, her and her daughter were sitting there on the front row. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you don't quit, when you don't give up, when you want something from the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, she won. Oh, why? Because her breakthrough was at the door. Oh, thank God, amen, for a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. The woman did not argue. Instead, she used Jesus' choiceful words. She agreed to be considered a dog as long as she could receive God's blessing for her daughter. Oh, my God. She got it, didn't she? And didn't the word of God say she got it? Sometimes it takes longer for us because we skip and miss. I want to say to somebody, the Lord is leading me to say this. I don't know who I'm talking to. But the Lord told me to tell you, if you come, go to church 3 Sundays in a row, not go one and skip one. No. 3 Sundays in a row. God gone. Do that problem what you've been praying over for a long time. I don't know who it is, but you will call in and testify over Block Talk. Watch God work in your life. 3 Sundays in a row, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, God gonna do it for you. Oh, do you believe God? Huh? He said his word would not go out and return to him void. Now, all type of distraction and stumbling blocks, hurdles, gonna be facing. Boss man may even try to get you now to get you overtime on Sunday. See, the devil know how to work it now. Come on. But what did I say? 3 Sundays in a row. Okay? 3. 3 Sundays in a row. That's for you. Notice I say I didn't give it to everybody. But you know who God's speaking to. You know. In the name of Jesus, you already know. Praise the Lord. Number 2, received, and she got it. Ironly, many Jews would lose God's blessing and salvation because they rejected Jesus. Ain't you glad that he turned to the Gentiles? And he's still giving us time. He's always there. And whosoever will, let them come. And if you come, he said he will in no wise cast you out. Many Gentiles will find salvation because they recognized and accepted him. And that's what happened to the woman. What about you? This is what Minister Diane be telling us. time now to make up your mind, your heart fixed, that for God I live, for God I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life? The only way that you can get your name written in the Lamb Book of Life, you got to accept him as Lord and Savior. The Word of God tells us that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. There's something about that name. The world can't stand it. And it's funny that we can talk about all type of religion, but when we say Jesus, you got to hush your mouth. Why? Because it's power. It's deliverance. It's healing in that name. We don't dwell on our problems and situation. I tell you again, you dwell on God's promises. He said, we are in the world, but we're not of it. And he said, every ground that our feet tread upon, he said, we shall possess it. Come on here. He said, the enemy will come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. See? Look at the promises. Dwell on that. See? You're in a situation. Sure, the enemy is going to turn the fire up. He's going to turn it up real hot. See? Why? Because he's throwing that discouragement at you. Disappointment at you. But where is your faith? Notice faith is trusting the word of God. If God spoke it, don't you know he's able to perform it? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Why? He's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Oh, he's moving for somebody, even as I speak. You preachers, you ministers, evangelists in the fivefold ministry of gospel, man, keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Stay on the wall. Continue to cry loud and spare not. Tell dying men and women, boys and girls, that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Oh, he's right there. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I glorify you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Quit being ashamed. The word says if you be shamed to own him before men, he said he's going to be shamed to own you before his Father which is in heaven. You bow before him. He's going to say, Father, I never knew. Oh, my God. You know it's going to be 2 days in one. When Jesus come back, it's going to be a great day for them that have received him. And it's going to be a terrible day for them that have rejected him. I want to ask you a question in my closing. Whose side are you leaning on? What side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? Or you know, amen, that you need to be saved? Oh, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, sir, for all that you have done, knowing that your word will not go out and return to you both. I pray for the, oh God, Minister Diane, I ask you to touch her body. I speak wholeness and wellness from the crown of her head to the very soles of her feet. Oh God, that cough, oh God, will be diminished in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, sir. Lord, we thank you for this broadcast. Time to talk about it. Lord, we thank you for how your word is going to all four corners of the earth and not returning them to your bones, but it's accomplishing what it pleases. Lord, we thank you, and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Service back in your hands, of the God.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word that just came forth from Bishop Porter, allowing God to use him this day. Your breakthrough is at the door. And let me tell you all this, as Bishop was talking about the woman, the Gentile woman that went to Jesus for healing for her daughter. And you heard him mention that, you know, when she got home, you know, she apologized to her mother and all that. I know some of you all will say, it didn't say that in the Bible. What he's trying to tell you all also, just like it was back in those days, times change. We are in different times. And when you're healed, delivered, and set free, change come about in you. So therefore, you go for healing for your child today. You're standing in the gap, and you will see those changes, those very changes that you heard Bishop Porter talking about today. There is nothing new under the sun. So that's what he was letting you all know. And Bishop, many of us would have missed the message from the time he called us a dog. Because Amen. In this day and time, you know, it's fighting words. Again, Amen. The times that you're living in, people take words back then is a different meaning now. Some of them contaminate the word, the meaning of the word. Just like the rainbow that he put in the sky, you heard Bishop talk about it. Well, what the rainbow meant as a promise to us, what is it now? What is it now? The word gay used to mean happy. What does it mean now? The times that we in, that's why you always hear, get a better understanding. Get a better understanding. Know the times that you're in. How we go, Bishop? Know who is talking. Know the time period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time that we're in. So you may hear a leader talking just like you heard Bishop talk. But know the time period that you're in. Yes? He showed you scripture to back up exactly what is happening now. It's not just happening then. It is happening now. It's not new under the sun. So let us continue to pray one for another. Join us tomorrow night, as every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. Again, we don't care what church you belong to. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you come to wage war on the enemy and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that you allow him to take from you, come on and join us. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend today. Till then, you be blessed.
Find. Can I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go
and I let
him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go and I let him have.
So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and let God have his way.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.